The other day, New York Times media columnist David Carr wrote about the ISIS videos showing the beheadings of American journalists. While the message may have been medieval, Carr wrote, the militant group possesses a sophisticated production unit with good cameras, technically proficient operators and editors who have access to all the best tools. And as we've explained here, the videos appear to go over well with potential recruits. Well, now we're going to hear about a competing video campaign, this one produced by the State Department. This video shows what appears to be ISIS footage of brutal murders. English captions say that if you join the group, you'll learn skills like blowing up mosques and crucifying and executing Muslims. It's using irony to dissuade people from joining ISIS, but will it work? Well, joining us to talk about it is Farah Pandith. She was the first U.S. Special Representative to Muslim Communities, and she served in both the Bush and Obama administrations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You had nothing to do with the production of this video, but what's your sense of what the theory is behind it?
So I think it's very important that we understand that this is an ideological war. And so the idea behind this is try to get into the minds of the young millennials, the Muslim millennials that are at risk, who are vulnerable, who are finding the ideology of extremists appealing for a multitude of reasons. So it's really important that we are in the fight. One of those tools has to be the U.S. government playing a part in this. This is not a new tactic. If you go back to the Cold War, which was another ideological threat that faced our nation, you saw USIA and others using these kinds of tools to push forward an alternative narrative.
So the target audience for a video like this might be someone like a young Somali American in the Twin Cities, let's say. Is that whom you think it's targeted at?
So they've done several films, and I think a lot of those clips have different audiences there. I'm sure that they're looking at places where millennials are at risk, various cities within the United States, and it is certainly targeted towards an American audience. You can tell by the way the film is made. The kinds of imagery is, of course, they've taken it from the actual videos of ISIS and what they've put online. But the flavor is distinctly American, and I think that's an important thing for viewers to understand.
What flavor exactly are you detecting?
Well, so they're looking at an audience that speaks English. They're looking at an audience that is used to these kinds of ads. We do a lot of this kind of thing in our country when we're trying to get people to not take drugs, yeah, or to understand about domestic violence, or ad campaigns that you see from well-known non-government entities that are trying to persuade. And this is in that range.
One obvious choice made here in the video that we played a bit of is to show ISIS attacking other Muslims, not Americans, mm-hmm, not Syrian or Iraqi Christians, not Yazidis. I assume that's to make it still more powerful to a young Muslim.
Of course. And I think that the irony, the way we mock in the videos, demonstrate sort of an American flavor to this. America has to be in this fight, as I said. But we have to also think about the role the United States government can play in a more broad frame, being the convener to bring together credible voices that can actually push back against this ideology. And I think America needs to do more in trying to find places where those who are vulnerable, those who are thinking about doing really bad things, can seek help. And they may not find that help in their family. They may not find that help in a mosque, but where would they go? Those are the kinds of things that will get us ahead of this, not just stopping with, turn away.
Farah Pandith, former U.S. Special Representative to Muslim Communities, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
And I gather you're writing a book about Muslim millennials.
I am indeed. That's why I'm at Harvard at the moment, working on a book on Muslim millennials and how to win the war of ideas.